We're here with Academy Award-winning German filmmaker, multiple Academy Award-winning German filmmaker, Werner Herzog, whose new film, Into the Den of the Child, has garnered rave reviews and recently won the Palme d'Or Award at the Cannes Film Festival. Mr. Herzog ventured into the kindergarten classrooms of a typical American inner-city school to observe the young American child in his natural habitat. Mr. Herzog, thank you for joining us. Thank you very much for having me, Michael. Mr. Herzog, your films are often celebrated for the boldness of your design and your uncompromising look at your subjects. How did that approach translate to this project?
Well, Michael, the classroom as it exists now in the American society is a wild land of rules and social injustices. The child has very little chance for compassion or to escape the strictures placed upon it by its overseers. And I encountered a great amount of resistance to my project at the time of the filming, for there were many parents of children and teachers of children, and especially the principals and the elected officials of the towns we were working in, who were opposed, greatly opposed to what I was doing.
And what exactly were you doing? What was the goal of this project?
The goal of the project was to observe the young children of the last great drowning dragon, that is the American Empire, in an environment free from, what I believe would be free from the interference that occurs within a person's life in a media saturated society. I believe that kindergarten children, that is children no older than 5 years old, would be free from the poison of television and media.
I see. And was that assessment accurate?
No. I'm sad to say no, it was not at all. The children had already consumed hundreds of hours of television and were already soaked in the vile, vitriolic bile of the society they grew up in. I was expecting true, unfettered childhood curiosity and pain and rage, and instead I found only tiny adults drunk on the possibility of fame and social acceptance.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, one young woman in the film, Melissa, is the daughter of a painter and a congressman. Her mother is a painter, her father's a congressman, of course. And Melissa she's a beautiful child. She has golden curls, alabaster skin. She insists on placing herself at the center of attention at all costs, even if it means that the teacher gives her more attention because she did not do her assignments, or the teacher gives her more attention because she is openly cruel to another child, often another female child, another girl. For me, the classroom in Germany and in Austria growing up was a place of discipline and friendship and structure that nevertheless unlocked the potential of a child, but here in making this film I saw only hate and the chaos that exists when children are presented with a deep, unarguable hypocrisy. And I could not reconcile the memories I had of being a child with what I was witnessing in the footage.
Well, Werner Herzog, thank you very much for joining us. Mr. Herzog's new film is out in theaters this September.